Proclamation number 7792 of 9th of January, 1961. Submitting the will to God's will. You will be guided by my will if you voluntarily submit yourselves to it. Then you will always want and do what is right before me. You will make my will your own, as it were, and your way of life will be in accordance with my will. Yet you must voluntarily hand yourselves over to me. You must voluntarily choose me as your ruler and guide. You must voluntarily submit to my will, and that means you must humbly accept everything from my hand which does not seem pleasant to you but which is nevertheless good for you. Because my love only imposes that on you which serves the salvation of your soul. In me is love, wisdom and power. My love wants to draw you to me forever, and my wisdom recognizes the right means. My might brings about everything my love and wisdom decides. And you must only ever entrust yourselves to me. You must acknowledge my will as wise and loving and submit to it. You must submit your will to mine. And truly, your earthly life will not be an idle one. It will lead to the success for the purpose of which you are on earth, to unification with me, from whom you once separated of your own free will. Your will turned away from me. It went its own way. It turned towards the one who stood opposite me as an adversary and who exerted his influence on you, to whom you succumbed. You recognized his will, you opposed mine, and this was a sin which you alone could no longer make up for, because you recognized that you went against me and yet in free will distanced yourselves from me, whom you certainly recognized as your God and Creator by virtue of the light which flooded you but whom you did not want to acknowledge because you could not behold him. You cannot see me now either. But I reveal myself to you in many ways, and now you can turn your will towards me again. You can consciously acknowledge me if you submit your will to mine, if you voluntarily hand yourselves over to me that I may guide you, that I give your will, thoughts and actions the right direction, that you thus voluntarily join me again, as it was in the beginning when my will flowed through you and found no resistance. Yet I leave the freedom of your will to you. You will not be forced to surrender to me and my will. But blessed are you if you take your path to me voluntarily, if you make your will entirely your own to me. Blessed are you, for then I will determine your further fate, your earthly path and your development, for my love will no longer let you go and is constantly active. It flows into your heart and you will no longer be able to think and want differently like your Father in heaven, for then it is my will which flows through you and determines your thoughts, will and actions. For this reason you can now calmly complete your earthly path, for once you have subordinated your will to mine your earthly fate will also be shaped in such a way that it will only ever be advantageous for your soul's salvation. You have escaped my adversary, you have voluntarily returned into your Father's arms, and you now also belong to me, you are my own, and you will now also remain my own forever. Amen.